Okay, so we're going to go through some of the sources about which type of wine, is kosher for Kiddush, and which type of wine is not kosher for Kiddush. Now, the Gemara has a few different examples. I think that the two relevant examples, lahalacha, are grape juice. So that's why I labeled the first one mitz anavim, is grape juice. So we'll talk about making Kiddush on grape juice. So, of course, all the bottles of grape juice have a hetcher, and they all say that it's kosher for Kiddush and for dalet kaisis on Pesach. So we're not going to disagree with that. We're just going to show the sources of how we arrive at that conclusion that you're allowed to use grape juice for Kiddush and for the four cups on Pesach. And then the second topic that we'll try to get to tonight is yayin mevushel, so wine that was either cooked or pasteurized. So mevushel, so we know the halacha of yayin mevushel, that even if a non-Jew would pour the wine, it would not disqualify the wine. It's yayin mevushel. And we're going to see that there's a very interesting machlokes about whether yayin mevushel is kosher for Kiddush, and even more than that. Again, obviously we paskin that it is, because all the bottles, especially the kedem, you have a choice of mevushel versus non-mevushel. So we know that it's kosher for Kiddush, but we're going to see the sources. It's very fascinating to see exactly who holds what and where they get their opinion from. So first we'll start from the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara actually comes in because the Gemara is discussing selling wine. And if you sell wine and it turns out that the wine is spoiled, who the burden of proof is on. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara digresses and discusses the halacha of wine for Kiddush. So I wrote the Gemara down there. The Gemara says like this: Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia says in the name of Rav, Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoim. You're only permitted to say Kiddush Ela Al Yayin Haroy Le Nosech Al Gabi Mizbeach. This is the yardstick. This is the litmus test. If the wine is kosher to be used as a wine libation in the Beis HaMikdash, then the halacha is you can use that wine for Kiddush. But if the wine is not kosher to be used on the Mizbeach in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then you cannot use the wine for Kiddush. Now we're going to soon see that it's not so simple at all. Really, the laws of Kiddush are much more makel, more lenient than the laws of Yayin Linosech Al Gavi Mizbeach. And we'll see regarding what detail are we comparing. So says the Gemara.
Kiddush Hayom is making the difference between Kiddush Haba or Kiddush...
Very good, very good. So Kiddush Hayom means Friday night's Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Hayom because the Yom is Shabbos, starts in the night before.
Okay.
Right. Actually, we're more lenient when it comes to Kiddush Rabba, because you can use Chamer Medina like some people make Kiddush over Schnapps. So that's a very good point. So we're talking primarily about the Friday night Kiddush, okay? That's a very good point that Reb Gidon is making. Okay. Ein Omrim Kiddush Hayom Ela Al Hayayin Haroy Lenasach Hagab. So what is this statement coming to exclude? What types of wine are excluded based on this statement? If it's coming to exclude wine from the press. So now the Mefarshim explain that the wine goes through three stages. First you squeeze the grapes, or that they trample the grapes with their bare feet, whatever it is. In the old days, in the Mishnayos time, they would trample the grapes.
Which is still grape juice.
It's grape juice. So the juice that comes out is grape juice. That's considered to be yayin toses, it's called. Yayin toses means that the first 3 days after you squeeze the juice out of the grapes, the juice is a little bit pungent or bitter. It's a little bit pungent. After 3 days, it begins to ferment, and for the next 37 days until 40 days, it's called yayin migitoy. Once you pass 40 days, it's called yayin yashon, and then it's considered that it fermented, and it can be mishaker. It's intoxicating. So the alcohol really develops as the wine ferments over the 40 days. So the wine goes through three stages. Juice, grape juice, it's called yayin toses. That's when it begins to bubble and it's pungent. After those 3 days, it's called yayin migito. That means that the next, until 40 days, it's beginning to ferment and become alcoholic. It gets a little bit alcoholic.
Bitter or less bitter after the first 3 days?
The first 3 days, it seems that it's supposed to be a little more bitter.
More bitter.
Yeah. And then after that, it starts fermenting and becoming more and more better and better and better. And then after 40 days, it's alcoholic. It's fully alcoholic. And it's called sheikhar. It's called old wine, intoxicating wine. Obviously, we know that the longer you age the wine, the even better it is.
Interesting, though, 40.
Yeah, 40 days. 40 days, yeah. So like, if you keep the wine in casks, you can ferment it, you can age it even longer than that, depending on, you know, wine experts know how to ferment, how to age the wine. But basically, in terms of the normal process of wine, the first 3 days, it's considered yayin toses. Beyond that, it's considered yayin migito. And then after 40 days, it's considered to be yayin yashon. Okay. So now we can give Reuven. So says the Gemara like this: Ilema lemute yayin migito. If this klal that anything that you can only use yayin for kiddush if it's kosher al gabi mizbeach, but hatani rabchia yayin migito lo yavi, that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash you should not use yayin migito as the yayin nesach as the libation wine on the mizbeach. However, in Havi kosher, but b'diyeved it's kosher, right? So the Gemara learns out that it's kosher b'diyeved for the mizbeach. So now the Gemara makes an important distinction. Kiven de im Havi kosher, because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash b'diyeved it's kosher, anan afilu lechatchila nami, we can even use this wine initially, right? See, even though we're making a statement, you can only make kiddush over wine that's kosher in the Beis Hamikdash for the nisach hayayin, but the statement is not a blanket statement. Because anything that's kosher, even b'diyeved, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, would be kosher lechatchila, even initially, for Kiddush, because Kiddush is not as strict as the times of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a real carbon, it's not a real sacrifice. So it's not coming to be mamayit yayin migito. Now, says the Gemara more than that, the Omar Rava says, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim, the Oimer Olof Kiddush Hayom, that a person can even squeeze a cluster of grapes and make Kiddush over the juice that comes out. Pure grape juice, right? So for sure you can use the yayin migito for Kiddush, because the halacha is that you can even use freshly squeezed grapes to make Kiddush. Now it's interesting, because the Poskim just clarify that obviously it doesn't mean that you're squeezing a cluster of grapes Friday night and making Kiddush, because you wouldn't be allowed to squeeze grapes. It would be an issur d'oraisa because of schita. It would be a tolda of dash. It would be mefarik. So it doesn't mean that you're squeezing it on Shabbos. It means you're squeezing it right before Shabbos, and the halacha is you can make Kiddush over the grape juice. So just like you can use yayin migitoi for the mizbeach b'diyeved, so you can use yayin migitoi, the wine within the 40 days, for kiddush even lechatchila, because not only that, you can even use freshly squeezed grape juice for kiddush. So the Gemara ends up going through various scenarios. The Gemara goes through, maybe we're coming to exclude the wine that's on the surface of the wine where there's some sediment there, or maybe we're excluding the wine on the bottom where there's sediment, but that's also kosher b'diyeved for the nesachim, for the mizbeach. So whatever's kosher b'diyeved for the mizbeach is kosher lechatchila. Eventually, the Gemara at the very end, I didn't write it off on the sheet. Eventually, the Gemara says, you know what we're coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude two scenarios. We're coming to exclude wine that smells. The wine smells. The reason why the wine smells is because you kept it in casks that were soiled, so the wine now has an odor to the wine. So that wine is pusel even b'diyeved for kiddush, and then it's a bad smell. And then the other thing we're excluding is wine yayin megula. That in the old days, if you left something uncovered even for a few minutes, this is not the halacha of leaving something overnight. That's a whole different halacha. That's all pi kabbalah, different ruach ra. This is talking about even leaving something uncovered for a moment. And for a short amount of time, we're afraid in the old days that a snake would inject poison into the liquid and you would not be allowed to drink it. So you certainly can't use it for kiddush. And the kiddush is that even if you strained it, so there's no longer any danger of the poison in the wine because you strained the wine, but once it became disqualified to drink, even for a moment, you can't use it for kiddush. And the Gemara cites a pasuk, Hakriveyu no lepechasecha, it's a pasuk in Nach, that try offering such a thing to a prince. Would you give a gift, right? Hayirtzecha, hayisa panecha. Would he accept it? Would he be appeased by that? You can't give a king a garbage as a gift. So you certainly can't use wine that has a bad odor, or you can't use wine that had poison in it, even though you strained it, because it's hakriveu no lepechasecha. So let's get straight what the klal of the Gemara is. The Gemara says, that you can only use wine for Kiddush if the wine is kosher al gabi mizbeach. But the Gemara ends up saying that that statement is not an absolute statement, because even if the wine should not be used for the mizbeach, like for example the yayin migitoy, the wine within the first 40 days, where lechatchila you shouldn't use it for the mizbeach, or the other examples here. Let's say, for example, so lechatchila you should not use it for nisach, but b'dieved it's kosher. So therefore, lechatchila you can use it for Kiddush, because we're not as strict when it comes to Kiddush. We're more lenient when it comes to Kiddush. So as long as b'dieved it's kosher for the nisach hayayin, so then you can use it for Kiddush lechatchila.
So there's no machloket between the two, actually.
There is a difference, because... Right. In other words, even though the original statement was you can only use Kiddush wine, you can only use wine for Kiddush that's kosher for Nisach, but it's not an absolute statement, because even if it's not totally kosher for Nisach, it's only kosher b'dieved, you can use it lechatchila for Kiddush. And then the Gemara says other examples also. The Gemara says something called... The Gemara has an example, something else called Yayin Koises. Yayin Koises means that during the 40 days, the wine, something happened to the wine, it got stunted or got stifled, that it's not going to end up fermenting. So that wine is not kosher at all on the Mizbeach, because it has to be wine that's at least able to become Mishaker, able to intoxicate at the end, but you can still use that Lechatchila for Kiddush. So the entire extent, the sum total of this Memra, that you can only use wine for Kiddush if it can be kosher on the Mizbeach, is only coming to exclude examples when the wine was ruined ligreyusa. Like, for example, the final example, that the wine has a bad odor, that the reason you can't use it for Nisuch is machmas greyusa, because it's been ruined. Or, like the case of the yayin megula, where it was left uncovered, where there's poison in it. So again, it's a chasarin in hakriveu no lepechasecha, it was nishtana ligreyusa, that it became inferior, it was ruined. That's the only time you can't use wine for Kiddush. But just because you can't use it for Nisach HaYayin does not mean that you can't use it for Kiddush. There are examples here where even though you can't use it for Nisach HaYayin, like for example, the Yayin Koises, which means that something went wrong with the wine, that it was stunted, and it's never going to come Lidei, it's not going to come to fruition, it's never going to become Yayin Yashin, it'll never intoxicate, nevertheless, you can still use it for Kiddush. The only analogy to the Mizbeach is only to the extent if the wine was ruined, like for example there's a bad odor, or for example it was left uncovered, that's when we apply the rule that you can't use that wine for Kiddush.
So Nisuch HaYayin is Deoraita.
Nisuch HaYayin was actually in the Torah, right, that when they brought a carbon, right, let's say you brought a carbon Ola, a burnt offering. So then you would bring a flower, a mincha, along with the carbon, and then you'd have yayin along with the carbon. So on a carbon tzibur, they would have the shira, like we had the other day, shira on the yayin of the nisach hayayin, right? So only wine that was kosher for the nisach hayayin can use for Kiddush, but that's not a blanket statement. It means if the wine is disqualified for nisach, machmas greyusa, because it was ruined, because it's something that you can't offer to the king, because it has a bad odor, or because it was left uncovered, that's when it's disqualified for Kiddush. Now, what's the halacha for grape juice? So it seems pretty clear that you can use grape juice, because the Gemara says mefurish, you can use yayin migitoy, which means wine before the 40 days were over, before it finished fermenting. And not only that, the Gemara says more, you can even squeeze fresh grapes and you can make Kiddush over the juice. So it's pretty clear that you can use grape juice.
So I just want to make different between yayin nesach and the lighter. And Kiddush is the Rabbani, so that's why we have more Kiddush.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
very good.
Only the grapes.
So only as opposed to what?
Blueberries.
Yes, the blueberries you would make a shahakol. So for the halacha is like this: when you have grapes, you make a borei priyo eitz. If you squeeze out the juice, it gets promoted to borei priyo agafen. Other juice is not like that. Other juice, you have an orange borei priyo eitz or berries. If you squeeze it, it gets demoted to shahakol, right? On an orange or an apple, you make a borei priyo eitz. On the juice, you make a shahakol, right? So it gets demoted. So the only thing that gets promoted is the wine into the grapes, into the grape juice. That's the special quality of wine. Now, I want to talk about grape juice a little bit. So now the halacha is that you're allowed to use grape juice for Kiddush, just like the Gemara says mefurish that you can use yayin migitoy. And what about you can even use freshly squeezed grapes, because the Gemara says mefurish that you can use soichet adam eshkol shalanovim v'omer olav kiddush ayin, that you can squeeze the fresh grapes and you can use the juice for kiddush. Now there's a Peladika sefer Meyesh Sha'arim was written by the Maratzchias. He was a Talmud of the Rif. The Maratzchias says a Peladika thing. He says like this. Soichet adam eshkol shalanovim v'omer olav kiddush ayin, that you're allowed to squeeze grapes and say kiddush over the juice. So he says like this. Hoyl uli'inyan nazir kari yayin. How do we know that this is called wine? Because in last week's parsha, back to our friend the Nazir, we talked about the Nazir last week also, back to our friend the Nazir, the halacha is that freshly squeezed grapes is considered wine, and a Nazir is not allowed to drink that juice. So you see that it has the status, it has the shem of yayin. It's referred to as wine. So diksiv mikol asher yasim migethen hayayin. The pasuk says anything that's made in any form of wine, a Nazir is not allowed to eat or drink. So you see that when I squeeze grapes, it's considered to be wine, because you see that a Nazir is not allowed to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. Now, there's a sefer called the Yitzchak Yeranin. The Yitzchak Yeranin was written by the Wurzburger Rav, by Rav Yitzchak Doiv Halevi, the Wurzburger Rav. So I actually have a friend, a good friend, who's the great grandson of the Wurzburger Rav, Bamberger, Moshe Bamberger. He's from Lomish. He grew up with me. We went to yeshiva together. I still keep up with him. He's a mashkiach now in Lander's yeshiva. So he's the great grandson of the Wurzburger Rav. The Wurzburger Rav was in the times of Rav Shamshon Fel Hirsch. They had a machlekes l'shem shemayim about how to run the kehillah, right? And Rav Shamshon Fel Hirsch became the more popular one, but the Wurzburger Rav was a tremendous, he was a gadol at that time. So he asks a kasha on the Meyasharim, on the Ritz Geis. And it's not only the Ritz Geis who says that grape juice is kasher for Kiddush because it's considered wine, the Gabi and Nazir, it's actually the Bahag. The Bahag says the same thing. One of the Geinim says the same thing. How do I know that grape juice is kasher for Kiddush? Because for a Nazir, it's considered wine. So here's the question from the Wurzburger Rav. Number one, the Gemara in Baba Basra that we just learned together says a different reason. The Gemara in Baba Basra says the reason why you can use it for Kiddush is because Yayin Migitai is kosher even b'dieved for Nesachim. So you don't need to have, you don't need to use Nazir as the reference, as the source. It's kosher even in the Mizbeach for Yayin Nesach on the Mizbeach, for Nesachim, Nisri HaYayin on the Mizbeach. Number two, a tremendous kasha, a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes either. A Nazir can't eat anything that's a grape product. He can't even eat the pits of the grape. So just because he can't drink the grape juice, how do you see that it's considered wine? He can't eat any grape product. Mm-hmm.
But that's called, the Torah calls it.
Oh, we're going to get there in a second. So this is the kasha. Why does the Bahag and the Ritz Geis, why do they have to use Nazir as the Raya? That's question number one. If the Gemara says Mufurish, that you can use it even for Nesachim. And question number two, what's the Raya from a Nazir? What's the raya from a Nazir that grape juice is referred to as wine? Just because a Nazir can't drink it, anyway, he can't eat any grape product. So how is that a raya that it's called wine? Now, there's a very geschmacka sefer. It's called the Shvus Yitzchak. The Shvus Yitzchak here in the Haggah, he brings from Rabbi Yashiv. Tzatzal. Rabbi Yashiv says like this. There's a big difference between yayin migitoi. So let's remember the terms. Yayin migitoi means after the first 3 days that you squeeze the juice begins to ferment. So for the next 40 days, it's considered yayin migitoi. Yayin migitoi means wine in the press.
Between the third and the 40th.
That's right. So that's considered wine from the press, and it's beginning to ferment, it's beginning to become alcoholic, but it's not fully ripe as good wine. It's only considered yayin yashan after the 40 days, and then it's considered already yayin shecher, it's considered intoxicating wine. So says Rabbi Yashiv like this. Rabbi Yashiv says, D'yesh chalukim ledina. So that this is item number Dalid. I wrote it down here in the notes. Yesh chalukim ledina ben yayin migitoi. There's a big difference between yayin migitoi, which means after the first 3 days, shemaschel liyos yayin, where it's beginning to become wine, sheyesh boi eze alcohol. You see how they spell out the word alcohol in Hebrew. Where it's considered alcohol, it's beginning to have alcohol. Leben soichel eshkol v'shoisa. And there's a big difference between yayin migitoy after the first 3 days and pure grape juice, freshly squeezed grapes. There's a big difference. The yayin migitoy kosher b'dieved l'nisach, because yayin migitoy is kosher b'dieved for the karbanis of nisach ha-yayin, like we learned. The kohen shishasa. Now a kohen who drinks the grape juice after 3 days, kosev ha-mogen avram, the mogen avram writes in the Mogen Avram writes in Simon Kuf Chav Ches that lo yisa kapov, that because there's a little bit of alcohol, it's already considered that the Kohen drank wine, even though it's not fully wine yet, but it's on its way to becoming wine. It's considered that the Kohen drank wine, and therefore he can no longer duchen. He's pasul for Birkas Kohanim until the alcoholic effects wear off.
Wow, look at this one.
Right now, so yeah, so now v'soichet eshkol v'nisach, but if a person merely squeezes the grapes and has fresh grape juice, hareze kemish nisach b'mayim. So says Rabbi Yashiv that grape juice, the freshly squeezed grape juice, would be disqualified even b'dieved for nisach hayayin in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So it has to ferment a little bit to have some alcoholic content to be misameach in order to be kosher on the mizbeach. But pure grape juice, where there's no alcoholic content at all, then halach would be, it would be pasul even b'dieved to be used as nisach hayayin, and this is the big. Oh, very good. The kohen yochel l'shtoisoy v'lisa kapov. We're going to get there in a second, Reb Gidol. And a kohen is allowed to drink the grape juice and be noisy kapov and do birkas kohanim gam l'dasa magen avram. Even according to the magen avram, even though the magen avram says that after drinking yayin migitoy after the 3 days you can't duchen, but pure grape juice says Rabbi Yashiv, even the magen avram would agree that a kohen could duchen. Because there's no alcohol at all. So we're all familiar with the minig that on Simchas Torah they duchen by the shachris, right? Usually we duchen at musaf, but they duchen at shachris. Why? Because since the minig is you're going to have long hakafis, so people make kiddush and they eat before musaf, right? You're allowed to have, as long as it's not a sudas keva, you're allowed to make kiddush and eat before musaf. So people drink. So the kohen will be disqualified after kiddush from duchening by musaf. But according to this Rabbi Yashiv, if he makes kiddush on grape juice, he would be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. But nafka mina mizeh bekiddush if they musaf besimchas Torah. Now, however, belav hachi havi ko'obar yeinoy fun. Now that says like this. Mitzah novim grape juice kisoichen eshkol. Our grape juice, even though our grape juice is obviously older than 3 days and it's even older than 40 days, but since it was either cooked or pasteurized, kimiyad mevashlim oy mefasterim. Mefasterim means pasteurized. Because the grape juice was either cooked or pasteurized, kedesh lo yas halitzos, in order that it shouldn't begin to ferment. So therefore, the halacha is that has the status of freshly squeezed grape juice, right? So grape juice is fresh, for all intents and purposes, is freshly squeezed juice, even though it might be a year old, because it was chemically treated or pasteurized or cooked, that it should not be allowed to ferment. So says Rabbi Yashiv, this is worse than yayin migitoy, that you would not be allowed to use it on the mizbeach, even b'dieved. And says Rabbi Yashiv that the Tshuva's Harashba says the same thing, that soichet eshkol v'omer olav kiddush afo gav de'ein roi l'nasek. The Tshuva's Harashba says that even b'dieved, you cannot use grape juice on the mizbeach. Okay? So that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the grape juice. Even though it's possible, even b'dieved for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, nevertheless, you can use it for kiddush. Now, so Rav Gidon, you asked the question, but doesn't the Gemara say not like that? The Gemara says, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that yayin migitoy is kosher b'dieved after the fact for nisach, and then the Gemara says, and you can even make kiddush over grape juice, freshly squeezed grapes. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say that you can even use it on the mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Yashiv, there's a big difference between grape juice and yayin migitoy, because yayin migitoy b'dieved is kosher, but grape juice is even within the 3 days, it's freshly squeezed. The Ketuvos HaRashba says it's pasul for nisach hayayin. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use it for kiddush, right? So this answers, that's why the Ge'onim, that's why the Bahag, And that's why the Ritz Geis, they had to use Nazir as a reference. You couldn't use the fact that it's kosher for Nisach HaYayin because it's not. Right? Grape juice is possible for Nisach HaYayin because there's no alcoholic content at all. So you can't use it for Nisach HaYayin at all. It's only kosher because we find regarding a Nazir that it has a Shem Yayin. That's why you can use it for Kiddush. Now, what does the Gemara mean? Oh, very good. So we can get there in a second. Now, how does it fit into the Gemara? This was your question. The Gemara is mashmi, you can use it for Nisach. So says the Mefarshim, what the Gemara means is like this. The Gemara is going in two different stages. The Gemara is saying, you can use Yayin Migitoy for Kiddush, because that's even Kasher B'dieved for Nisach. And even grape juice, which is possible for Nisach, even that you can use for Kiddush. That's how the Rashba must learn the Gemara. The Gemara is showing in two stages that when it comes to Kiddush, it has nothing to do with the Nisach HaYayin. What was the analogy to Nisach HaYayin?
The Rashba argues on Rav Zutra.
No, that the Rashba learns, if you look in Rav Zutra, he's making two different statements. He says, anything that's why? Because the Gemara says the Gemara has to be kosher for Nisach.
Yeah,
so on that, the Gemara says at the end, the whole Tzushtel, the whole analogy to Nisach is only if it's nishtan and legreusa, only if it has a bad odor, or only if it was yain megula, because it's a chesaron and hakrivei unola pechasecha. Right, so it's just very interesting that the whole analogy to nisach hayayin is very watered down. No pun intended. It's very watered down because the halacha, because really it does not have to be kosher for nisach, right? The whole analogy to nisach hayayin is only that it can't be nishtan and legreusa, that it can't be ruined. But if it's possible for Nisach for some other reason, because there's no alcohol in the wine, it can still be used for Kiddush. Now, how do we answer the Wurzburger Raz Kasha? That the Wurzburger Raz Kasha was, how can you bring a raya from a Nazir? A Nazir, he can't drink any grape product. So how do you know that it's considered wine? So there's a beautiful Gemara in the Sechus Nazir. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in the Sechus Nazir, I have it here printed. The Gemara says in the Sechus Nazir like this. Last week's parasha. Tanu Rabbanan, so I wrote down the Gemara here. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara in Nazir is item Hey on the notes. Tanu Rabbanan, Anovim Lachem V'Yaveshim Lo Yoichal. The pasuk says you can't, that the Nazir can't eat Lachem, juicy grapes, and he can't eat dried out grapes like raisins. He can't eat either type of grape. L'chayiv al zebifnei atzmai v'al zebifnei atzmai. Why did the pasuk have to spell out that a nazir can't eat grapes or raisins? Raisins and grapes, for all intents and purposes, are the same thing. Says the Gemara, it teaches me that if the nazir would eat grapes and raisins, he'd be chayiv two sets of malchus. Right? Mikan atadon l'kol isurim shabbat Torah. From here we can learn to any isur for a nazir. Ma kan shehu min echad v'hein shnei shemois. Just like when it comes to grapes and raisins. Even though technically it's the same thing, but it has a different shame, it has a different name, a different label. We call one a grape and we call one a raisin, so that itself is enough to treat it like it's two isurim. This is an example of what we were learning, that will be considered two. It won't be considered helamachas, right? It'll be a machalik. It won't be considered helamachas. The fact that one is called the raisin and one is called the grape is enough to already differentiate that it'll be considered two different averis. Let's say a person eats chaylev, he eats forbidden fats by mistake, right? He eats a whole steak of forbidden fats. He's only chayev one chatas, because it's all considered one achila. It was all one aveira. It was one forgetfulness. But let's say he eats in the same, he forgets, and he eats dam, he has blood, that's karis, and he eats chaylev, he's chayev two chatoyas, right? So it depends. If he did two aveiras, he's chayev two chatoyas. If he did one long aveira, he's only chayev one carbon, one sacrifice to atone. Over here, the pasuk's teaching me that the nazir, even though technically it's the same avera, that he ate grapes and raisins, but the pasuk teaches me, since it has two different names, that's mechalik, and it's considered to be two different averas. So says the Gemara, that v'hein shnei shemois v'chayev al zeb ifnei atzmai v'al zeb ifnei atzmai, you're chayev for each one separately, af kol shehu min echad, so too, anything that technically is the same thing, v'hein shnei shemois, but they have two different names, chayev al zeb ifnei atzmai v'al zeb ifnei atzmai. What does that teach me? What is the drasha teaching me? La'asuye chamra charata v'invi. This is what we want to know. What if the Nazir eats grapes and he drinks grape juice? The grape juice, before the 3 days are over, it tastes exactly like the grapes because it didn't ferment yet. It's not yain migitoy. It's basically just a liquid form of the grape. Nevertheless, he's chayiv twice. Why is he chayiv twice? This is what the Bahag meant. You see from here that it has a different shame. So what was the question? The question was that how can you bring a raya from grape juice, that a nazir is not allowed to drink grape juice, that it has the status of wine, he can't eat any grape product. The answer is because the Gemara tells us that it's considered a different product than the grape. The grape is one aveira, and the juice is a different aveira. So you see that it's no longer considered a grape. It's not a liquid form of a grape. It's considered wine. Now, Tosfos in Nazir asks...
That's right, but it could be that it's a different form of a grape.
But it has to have a different shame, right? So what's the...
Because
the shame that we assume it has is yayin. That's the shame. Liquid, right, liquid form. Now, Tosfos asks your kasha, Rebuven. Tosfos in Nazir asks, what do you need this drasha for? What do you need? The pasuk itself says, miyayin v'sheicher yazir. The pasuk itself says that the Nazir is not allowed to drink yayin or sheicher. What's the difference between yayin and sheicher? Yayin is fresh wine, the Targum says, chamra chadita. And what's sheicher? Intoxicating, chamra atika. Old wine, right? So the pasuk already says that yayin, which is new wine. What do you need this drasha for? So says Tosfos in Nazir that the Gemara here is referring to wine before the 3 days are over. So when the pasuk says yayin v'sheicher, so sheicher means after 40 days, yayin means after the 3 days where there's already an alcoholic content, like Rabbi Yashiv said that's closer to real wine. When the Gemara here is being marbe, right, that the grape juice is also considered to be wine, has another shame, that is talking about the first 3 days. So this would answer the Wurzburger Rav's kasha that what's the raya from a nazir. The raya is because the Gemara says it's considered to be two different shemes from grape. It's not just the grape product. It's considered to be a liquid form. It's considered another shame of yayin. That's the raya from Nazir. And Tosfos says that we're not talking about the yayin after 3 days, because that's in the pasuk already, yayin v'sheicher. We're talking about something even that preceded that within the first 3 days. That's also considered wine. And it's still considered wine. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying, because the Gemara calls it chamra v'inva. Wine and grape. Even so the Gemara is labeling that's considered, that's why it's another shame.
Maybe the words.
Yeah. But that wine, according to the Magen Avraham, is after 3 days.
Very good.
What if the Gemara didn't learn out from there that there was a special din by yayin, by new yayin?
Then we wouldn't know that before the 3 days it's called wine.
Good, maybe but it's grape. You would know it's usher, right?
Well, yeah, but maybe it's wine. Maybe it's grape. Maybe it has the same shem as another. That's what we're trying to bring a raya. We're trying the Bahag and the Ritz Geis, they bring a raya from Nazir that
the
even
the
first.
Why is it called yayin?
That's right. The kasha was okay, what's fine. The no? A Nazir can't eat chatzanim and zug either, right? He can't eat any grape product. So how is it a raya that it's punk called wine? The teretz is because the Gemara tells us that's why it has a different shem from another. Okay. So that talks about grape juice. Now, there are those who say that there are those who discuss that because the grape juice was pasteurized, it'll never ferment. Maybe it's worse than regular Eshkol Shel Anavim, because Eshkol Shel Anavim, if you would leave it long enough, it would ferment, and grape juice can't ferment.
If you pasteurize it, probably it won't, because if
it's, it won't, it will or won't.
It kills.
That's right. Right.
To it after a while.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point that you could restart it. That's an interesting point. But the Poskim say, very good. So the Poskim raised this issue that maybe grape juice is worse than Yayin Megidoy because it'll never ferment, especially if they put chemicals in. But on that we see in the Rashbam in Baba Basra that Yayin Koises is wine that will never ferment, right? Because something happened to it, it got stunted, and it's and you can't use it for Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach, but you could use it for Kiddush, so grape juice would be the same thing. So grape juice, even though it's freshly squeezed, it's kosher for Kiddush, because it's even if it's not kosher for the Mizbeach, it's considered Yayin, we learn that from Nazir, and even though it'll never ferment, assuming that's the case, nevertheless, it's not worse than Yayin Koises, the Gemara says, which will never ferment, nevertheless, it's kosher for Kiddush. So that's the sources, that's the Maram Mekonimus about grape juice. Now let's talk a little bit about Yayin Mevushel. Now it's fascinating, Yayin Mevushel, if you cook the wine, it's a Machoikas Rishonim, if you're allowed to use Yayin Mevushel for Kiddush. Now the Rush in Baba Basra, the Rush in Baba Basra says like this, the Rush in Baba Basra says, could you use Yayin Mevushel for Kiddush or not? So we think that it's some kind of a question, can you use Yayin Mevushel for Kiddush? But really, the ones who don't allow it, a lot of them hold that you don't even make a Berei Pri HaGafen on Yayin Mevushel, right? Very good. Rashi holds that you make a Shahakol. So now I want to learn the Rush a little bit together, so then you certainly can't use it for Kiddush. So the Rush says in Bava Basra like this, Yayin Mevushel, HaYoyim Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam used to say, the Mevorchen Olav Berei Pri HaGafen, that even though you cook the wine, you still make a Berei Pri HaGafen, and you're also Mekadish, and you can use it for Kiddush. Now the halacha is, if you take certain vegetables, where you make a Berei Pri HaDama, shlokais, it's a sugi in brachas. If you take vegetables that are Berei Pri HaDama, and you cook them, so certain types of vegetables are considered ruined when you cook them, right? And it gets reduced down to a shahakol. So the question here is, what happens if I cook the wine? Is it considered wine and I still make a Berei Pri HaGafen? Is it nishtane l'mal yusa? Is it improved by the cooking? Or is it demoted down to shakol? So Rashi holds, Rav Shmarya brings from Rashi, and they also bring from Rav Tzemach Goin, that once you cook the wine, it's nishtane l'greyusa, and you make a shakol. So once you make a shakol, you certainly don't, you can't make kiddush on it, because it's not considered wine. So the Rishonim say something very interesting, right? That, you know why the Gemara in Baba Basra doesn't even talk about Yayin Mevushel? You can't use it for Nisach HaYayin, and you can't make Kiddush. You know why it doesn't even mention that? Because you don't even make a Berei Pri HaGafen on it. You make a Shakol. So it's completely off the charts, right? So that wouldn't even fit into what we're discussing. We're discussing which types of wines you can't use for Kiddush. But Rabbeinu Tam argues, Rabbeinu Tam holds that when you cook the wine is Nishtane Le'iluya. It improves. Right? So it's a whole discussion, is the wine considered improved when you cook it, or is it considered depreciated that you ruined it when you cook it? So the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah says,
that a guy touches cook wine is cut.
Oh, no. So the reason, everybody agrees, the Gemara in Menachah says, that you cannot use cooked wine for Nisach al Gabi HaMizbeach.
Even though it's ruined.
Oh. So Rashi holds because it's ruined, right? Rabbeinu Tam holds it was improved, but the reason why you can't use it for Nisach is because it's not Kibir Yasa. We learn there's a hekesh between wine and animals. So just like a keves, a sheep, didn't change. It's the way it was. It's the way it was born. And you're offering the sheep on the Mizbeach. So you can only use yayin that wasn't nishtane. The Gemara says something very interesting. If you take a grapevine, and you drape it over some other kind of a bush, where it somehow infuses some of the taste of the other ingredient into the grapes, even if it wouldn't be klayim or anything, nevertheless, you can't use those grapes for nisach hayayin because it was nishtane. It's not natural. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, just because you can't use the wine for the Nisach on the Mizbeach, that's just because it's not in its natural state, because it was Mevushel. But you can still use it for Kiddush, because again, the analogy to Kiddush is only if it was Nishtane Ligreyusa. Now we have a raya that when you cook wine, the halacha is that it's considered improved and not considered depreciated, because the halacha is, are you allowed to take wine of truma? So nowadays we don't do truma anymore, but could a kohen take the wine of truma and cook it, right? So there's a machlokes tanoim. One tana holds you could cook the wine, the kohen is allowed to cook the truma wine because it improves it. It's mefurish in the Mishnah and Trumas. The other opinion says he's not allowed to, because since when you cook it, some of it evaporates. So you're wasting it, right? You're, the question basically is it worthwhile to cook it and condense it to make it stronger, right? On the one hand, but on the other hand, you're losing some of it because it's evaporating. So does the gain outweigh the loss, right? That's basically the question. So can a kohen, is that considered wasting the truma, or is it considered improving the truma, right? Let's say you have raw truma. So obviously you're allowed to cook it, even though some of it evaporates, because that's, you're improving it. When you have wine that's perfectly drinkable the way it is, and you cook it, so the Mishnah says it's improving it. So Rabbi Yehuda allows the Kohen to cook the wine because it condenses the wine and makes it even stronger. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to because it evaporates and you're causing an unnecessary loss. But you see that from both opinions that the product, the finished product, is considered an improvement over the raw uncooked wine.
I wonder if today when they cook wine, if it does condense, or whether they say the byproduct comes so that it's not wasted.
So I think nowadays, if you would ask like a professional wine manufacturer, I think they would say that when you cook the wine, correct me if I'm wrong, that if you cook the wine, it's considered worse than it was before, right? Right, but the we're bringing rayas here from the Rishonim, from Mishnayos and Truma, that in terms of in the eyes of the halacha, when you cook the wine, it's actually considered an improvement because you're condensing it and giving it a stronger taste. Now, we have over here a machlekes rishonim. Some say that you cannot make kiddush over yain mevushel because the wine was considered depreciated, and you wouldn't even say berit pri hagafen; you would say shahakol. We obviously don't pass like that. The other opinion says you could use the wine, and you make a berit pri hagafen, and the reason you can't use it for nisach hayayin is only because it was nishtane, because it's not natural. Now there is a Rambam's opinion. The Rambam says that you cannot use yain mevushel for kiddush, even though the Rambam Paskins that you make a berit pri hagafen, as always, like the Magen Mishnah, right? So why does the Rambam say you can't use it for kiddush if you still make a berit pri hagafen? Because you can't use it for nisach hayayin. Now that it sound on the surface it sounds good because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says anything you can't use for nisach hayayin, you can't use for kiddush. The problem is that at the end of the Gemara it's soichet, and at the end of the Gemara it's only a comparison if it was nishtan and the greyusa, right? But we saw through the Gemara that if there's some other reason why you can't use it, you're allowed to use it for kiddush. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein.
But what is the continuity of the Rambam? How we understand it? I mean, there's any Dvash or any Chazal.
Yeah, the Rambam holds, there's two things the Rambam says, which is a famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yayin Kunditin, which means if it was flavored, if it was sweetened with spices or sugar or honey, you can't use it for a kiddush. Why? Because you couldn't put such wine on the Mizbeach. Right, because the Pasuk says, Kos or. So Kunditin, Rashi, you could make a very big
Yeah, you make a big
It's only Mavushal because it was like Shlokas, it was in Shtan of the Grace.
Really? Yeah.
It's a big Kiddush. If you put sugar in the wine, so you didn't ruin the wine. The only reason you can't use it for the mizbeach is because kols or v'chol dvash layali, you can't put it on the mizbeach. But be'etzem, the wine is still kosher. And if you cook the wine also, right, the Rambam says you still make a berit pri hagafen, but you can't use it for kiddush because it's not kosher for nisach hayayin. So they answer of Moshe, even b'dieved.
So when he said that,
ein mekachim ela al yain roi l'nasich.
So
he brings yayin kunditin. Some say you're allowed to. He says the minig amariv, right? The Rambam says that his minig was not to use kunditin, flavored wine, sweetened wine. But everybody agrees, says the Rambam, that you cannot use mevushel, right? Because it's not kosher l'nisa. So the Rambam is very hard to understand because the Rambam seems to say that even though it's an improvement and because you make a berit pri hagafen, nevertheless you can't use it for kiddush. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein in a sefer Maseres Moshe, Rav Shimon Eider asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, do we have to be machmir like the Rambam? I know some people are machmir when it comes to dalet kaisis, that they want to use not mevushel, not sweetened wine. And kiddush, a lot of people are machmir. The Brisk Rav says if you want to be machmir, it's g'day to be machmir. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says, ein sorach lachshoy shel shitas Rambam bazeh. We don't have to be concerned about the Rambam's opinion. Ben le'inin mevushel, ben le'inin sugar, ulehepach. He says he doesn't understand the Rambam because the Rambam just makes a straight comparison to Nesachim, and it's clear from the Gemara that it's only if it was Nishtan and Legreyasa. So if you would say to make a Shahakol, you'd be consistent. But if you're making a Berei Pri Hagafen, that means that it's an improvement, so why shouldn't you be allowed to use it for Kiddush? So the Rambam is very hard to understand. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, on the contrary, that there are those who hold it's better to use sweetened wine or mevushel according to the Gemara because it's more einik Shabbos because it was improved, right? Because if it's kosher for kiddush, so this is the spectrum of the shitas
like
that you're allowed to.